could give the floor there. What the door was, what the chair there was. It got there, it got the chair there was. He said, well, we got to see what we can do with you. Well, the doctor started examining the business. One doctor come to the, he looked at me. He said, well, Mr. Joseph, he said, I don't know. He said, you look like you got a tumor. I said, I don't know, man. So he said, lay down. So I laid down, examined. Then he passed to the X-ray, carried to the X-ray room, the X-ray. He said, you got a kind of a test of a tumor. He said, but you ain't got it. He said, look like you're going to come. He said, but I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I will wait for you. So I was right there, about to wait there. He said to him, he said, I don't doctor in the shoes, the doctor's name, I don't know his name too. Dr. Real, nice doctor, like you're tall, so skinny.
Yeah.
So he said, how about really, Mr. Jones? He said, don't worry, he said, I'm official. I said, Lord, I hope so myself. So he went on it.
You were feeling kind of?
I was feeling kind of shaky, you know, but still, I was feeling all right, you know. And he said, all right, he said, tomorrow, he said, I'm going to kick you up and get your exam. I said, all right, when he took me over there, he said, I'm going to look at it. He said, well, I'll put you back to bed. When I went back in my ward, put me to bed. Then he started walking around. I said, shit, I know I'm going to fix you now. I'm blown up to myself, you know. So he started walking around, I said, well, you're coming here, doctor. They all come in that morning. Had about 5 or 6 of them on the bed, looked at me. Well, he looked. He said, you know one thing? I said, what's that? He said, that thing kind of leaves a little bit. I said, I'm pretty enough for you to do something. He said, let it go out of the way. He said, well, he kept on walking around. He said, well, I'm going to see you again. So he went away, next day, come back again. 2-3 more doctors. I said, that's not something, boy, you're right, man. You are looking at me to do something. So, there he was, examined there, looking at me. So I said, well, you look like you, it's kind of passing. He said, what you doing? I said, I just done my friend. He said, well, you must be praying about a good friend. He said, cause I think about operating on you, sir, but I don't believe I operate on you. I said, well, that's good to myself. I said, that's a good thing. So he said, well, he said, Ventura, he said, I tell you what, the doctor, he said, I'm examining your kid. But I said, go down there, and he's going to give you some medicine. I went down there, but he gave me some medicine. I took the medicine. Well, the next day, he come back again. I said, I'm back. I go, Harry, if you have fun with us, let's make up hell with you. So, Harry Williams, a cook, he come by me. He said, Mr. Toro. I said, what you say? He said, well, all the doctors were allowed to be, you know. He said, and I was laughing, he was laughing. He said, what's that you got in your head? I said, what's that I got in my head? He looked like a boy I knew it, but I didn't know it, but it looked like I knew it, you know. He said, I see a star in your head, I had a star sticking out. He said, what'd you put that in there? I said, oh man, I just put that straw in there, big my teeth. He said, oh no, he said, something else. He said, so I said, he said, don't do that. He said, let the doctor, I won't go to the doctor. I said, all right. So we left, went over. The doctor's all left. He left, we had to go. So he went with him to go to another bed to see the thing. Every day he was coming. So finally, it went by like that, so it passed it like that. But finally, they had to carry upstairs.